We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
We need to get to the guest of the hour.
Here's the bottom line.
Here's the bottom line.
We need to get to the bottom of this.
Get to the bottom of this.
We've got to get to the bottom of this.
The bottom line on the Mark Cox Show.
That's the only way we're going to get to the bottom of this.
That's the bottom line.
Truth. You can't handle the truth.
No, I don't have a problem. Because I think there's somewhere, somehow, he's done something wrong.
Hey, that was Keith Antone. I've got him on the phone. What's going on, buddy?
What's going on? Hey, Chris. Hey, Denise.
Good morning.
Good morning, Keith.
Good morning. Good morning. And good morning to you, man.
How are you?
Man.
I'm doing well. Hope you enjoyed your Father's Day, Mark.
I did. Thank you very much. And you?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, I did. I did. It was good. It was good. I got to... FaceTime my, you know, all my kids except for one, or they live out of town, and so I got to FaceTime them and my grandkids, and it was great. It was
good
great.
Good deal. Good. Glad to hear it. Yeah. So I'm sure yesterday you were online making your donation to the Hyden Biden campaign, right?
Well, I send donations all the time. Yeah. But you see, they raised almost $8 million. That was pretty good. That's not a bad.
No.
That's not a bad day in the fundraising world.
Not at all. That's a bad Thursday for Donald Trump. You do realize that, right?
Yeah.
That's called a bad Thursday.
It's been a bad week for him. His niece is coming out with a tell-all book. John Bolton's book is number one on the bestsellers list. And he had almost, 5,500 people at the rally that he expected a million people had made reservations for. Not looking too good for the dunster.
No, you know better than that, and you know you got the Democrat talking points there in front of you about the rally and the low turnout and all of that stuff.
The 120,000 dead Americans, the 40 million unemployed Americans, the small businesses, 50% of them that won't ever come
back.
Blah.
Yeah. You can't hang that around Donald Trump's neck. Come on.
Yes,
it's
we
a
can.
Pandemic.
Yes, we can.
No, you can't.
Yes, you know we can.
No, you can't. You're going to try, but you're not going to be
successful in any
of that.
Mark, would you agree that everything that happened during Obama's 8 years was on Obama's watch?
No. He blamed it all on George W. Bush.
Okay. All right. And guess what?
Remember?
Donald Trump has blamed everything on Obama.
Oh, okay, we inherited a mess.
And it was a hoax. This whole pandemic, he called it a hoax. And for 40, 50 days, he didn't do anything, Mark. You know he didn't. He was out golfing and doing rallies.
What he was doing was fighting an impeachment battle that he shouldn't have faced to begin with, Keith, while Nancy Pelosi had Congress tied up in an impeachment battle.
He was blaming it on China when everybody knows that it came from European countries. Now we've got the EU and Canada doesn't even want to have Americans come to the country because the rates are going up in over 25 states. Mark, handled this thing very badly. Would you agree?
No, he's not. He wasn't slow at all. He shut down travel to China before any country on earth.
Okay. You and I, even during Father's Day, the week after Father's Day, you and I can't agree on anything?
Keith, we can't. We can't. Let's turn to a more serious subject for a minute.
Okay.
Let's talk about Bubba Wallace. Give me your reaction to what happened yesterday.
Well, unfortunately, let's don't even look at yesterday. Let's just go back. When he stood up about, taking the Confederate flag down at NASCAR properties, and I knew there was going to be some blowback. I mean, everybody knew that. And so You know, I thought it was courageous for him to do such a thing. Here's what I was reading out on the Mark Cox Morning Show feed on Facebook and fighting with your loyalists, that they act as if he went in and he found the – he didn't find the noose. He was in his trailer, and the president of NASCAR came to his trailer and told him that it was a noose. He never was – he didn't go in. He never even seen it. And so that's what I want your listeners to understand.
Whether he found it or not, after 15 FBI agents reached the conclusion that indeed it wasn't a noose and it was just a piece of rope that might have been there for a year and a half, Bubba didn't back off at all. Go play cut 25. Play cut 25.
It was a noose. It was a noose that was either whether tied in 2019 or whatever. It was a noose. So it wasn't directed at me, but somebody tied a noose.
But it wasn't a noose, Keith. And the point is, it was a door handle. It was a piece of a rope used to pull a garage door down. Why can't Bubba Wallace just say, okay, they were wrong. I don't think anybody was targeting me. And I apologize for suggesting otherwise.
Well, I think you would have to ask Bubba Wallace that, Mark. I can't speak for Bubba Wallace, just like you can't speak for Trump.
You did say you didn't want to talk about yesterday. I want to talk about yesterday because the whole world was upset over this. All those drivers got behind him and walked down the runway with his car.
That's right. And they should have
if this was true. But given the fact that it wasn't true, he was not the target of some hateful incident.
Okay, but Mark, you know the history of nooses and ropes in this country. Let's not be so naive.
No, but it was a hoax, Keith.
Wait, but it was not a hoax. It was a rope. And so what? So you say it was rope. We say it's a noose. So now I think that what are we going to do now when there's a noose hanging on a tree or when there's been – listen, just in the last 2 weeks, Mark, there's been not one, not two, but three African-American males hung, and then some in the media wanted to say that –
Hung?
That they
where?
Committed to, yes, hung
where?
In trees in Texas and in California, Mark. Listen, you can't
suicides,
always get all your
Keith.
News. You can't get all your – it wasn't suicide.
It was
and
suicide.
And you can't get all your news – you can't get all your news, Mark, from Fox. You're going to have to expand
I'll be honest with you. You've caught me off guard here. I'm not familiar with three different people found hanging from trees. I am familiar with one case from California where the authorities ruled it a suicide.
It was two other in Texas. And so wait a minute. So wait a minute. You're saying that this is what I'm talking about. You get your news and your source, your information from one
source. No, I don't.
Source.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
Ask Tricia Siegman if I get my news from one source. Every day I send her different sound bites and stories from news sources across, including the Huffington Post.
We use many
sources. I don't believe you get anything
many
from
sources.
The Huffington Post.
Well, I don't believe
no,
anything
don't.
I get from the Huffington
you
Post.
Read it.
But I read it because I need to know what the progressives in this country are thinking. Absolutely.
And I listen to this show every day because I need to know what the wackos over there on the far right are thinking. So no, I listen to the show and I enjoy it. But I will say this though, Mark, it has been three. When you get off the air today, or I'll send it to you. It's been three. It's two in Texas and one in California.
I will look at him, but I still think that distracts from the question of whether or not Mr. Wallace should have come out and said, "Okay, so it wasn't a noose after all. I apologize. I don't think I was targeted." But that's not what he said. He's still claiming it was a noose, and he's offended by it. I just think at some point he had the support of everyone, and now everyone's looking at it going,
not everyone. Not everyone. No, it's not everyone. It's those on the right and those who are Trump supporters and those who don't want to admit that there's racism in this country.
Though.
It's not everyone. It's not.
Keith.
Not everyone, Mark. It's not everyone.
The majority of people in this country don't have bad hearts. The majority of people in this country are good people who don't want anybody to be offended.
Exactly.
They don't want anybody to be threatened.
I believe even you have a good heart, Mark. I believe even you have a good heart.
Of course I do.
I know I do. I think that you have a good heart. I just think that when you're on these airways here and you come on here 5 days a week for 4 or 5 hours a day, I think sometime, you know, you must bump your head on the way into the studio. I see you guys are back in the studio, by the way. I think you bump your head a little bit. And that's okay, because you're from Ohio. You come from good stock, my friend. You're a good man. You're a Buckeye. But ever since you moved here to Missouri, you have been a little off kilter here. You've been a little off wacky. Sometimes you get a little wacky-wack.
Talking to you. Yeah. I have smelled alcohol on your breath.
All right. I got to go, Keith Antone. I don't know what to do with you. We'll talk to you
all
soon,
right,
buddy.
Man. Okay.
All right. Hang in there. Hang in there.
Bye-bye.
Yep. Stop drinking that Kool-Aid. I'm just telling you. Woo.
Get more at 971talk.com.